You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and we have yet another amazing show for you today. If you are just now following Changing the Conversation, we have had some amazing guests, from weightlifters to healers to nutritionists to psychics, and more. We've had artists, we have rappers, but everyone is joining the Punch TV Studios family. But before we bring on our host, we're going to stop for a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
We definitely want you to be a part of the Punch TV Studios family. Visit our website at punchtvstudios.com and purchase your stock today at $1 per share. Now, we have some amazing guests lined up for today, but if you want to join the conversation and you're listening live on the line, please press 1 so we know you want to join us in the Punch Bowl. If you are listening to this show on your computer, feel free to give us a call and join the conversation at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974, and press 1 to join the conversation. Our first guest today is Dr. Marjorie Paradis. She is a born-again, spirit-filled believer. Dr. Paradis is a trained and licensed psychotherapist, as well as having been licensed as a minister by the Church of God in Christ. Good morning, Dr. Paradis. Are you with us this morning?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Excellent, excellent. That is a new term, born-again, spirit-filled believer. What exactly is a born-again, spirit-filled believer?
That's a person who has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and has allowed the Holy Spirit to abide in them that they might be empowered to do the work of the ministry.
Okay, and how did you come up with that particular phrase?
You know what? As I was growing up in church, it was something that we said in our church all the time, just identifying ourselves as people that believed in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation and trying to live that we would be a light unto the world and a salt that brought the world flavor. And so we're just trying to follow what Christ has taught us.
Okay, and you have been consulted and quoted by outlets such as CBS, Jet, and Ebony, along with numerous radio broadcasts. Tell us a little bit more about what you have going on right now.
Well, right now I'm the assistant pastor of Faith Community Foursquare Church, as well as an employee of People Coordinated Services, and I work with seniors. I've written books in the past. One is a funny book called Are You My Husband? And it's about women sort of searching to be found by the right man and giving some tips on how to keep yourself in a place where you can be found and where you can find joy. And it talks about women and some of the struggles and stumbles we've had in relationships. And then another book I'm working on right now is called the title is Why Don't You Think Like Me? And it's so many, we all think differently, and when we meet people that think so differently from us, we just don't get it. And so I would like to help people understand and maybe cause them to be more accepting of their fellow man.
Okay, can you give us any of those tips that are outlined in the book?
For which one? Which book?
For the marriage book, marriage-minded book.
Okay, for women, the first thing is to know what love really is, because so many of us have romanticized what love is based on movies and television shows and, you know, what we've seen out in the real world, and we've decided that it's a certain thing, not understanding that if you really want to be in love and find love, you need to define it. And it's not really defined by the dictionary. It's defined by our experiences, and it's defined by the Word of God. And you got to find somebody who's on that same tip so that you can have a balance in your relationship. Too many times we assume that because we use words like love and marriage and caring and sharing, that everybody has the same definition, and they don't. And you need to make sure that your definition and the person you're with has a working definition between the two of you that will coincide and will cause you to go in the right direction and not pull away from each other. Those are one of the things. There's a lot.
Okay, so but you feel as if those are the two main things. Now, what are some areas where we as women have defined love or romance per se, and our mate may have a different definition? How do we work through those circumstances?
Well, I can give you an example. I've done marriage counseling now for over 30 years, and pre-marriage counseling as well, and I had a young man who his parents, each of them had been married four times. And so his philosophy of marriage and love was you're there with that person for the moment and you feel it and you're in it, and when it's gone, so are you. His fiance, her parents had been married 40 years. Their philosophy was love is everlasting, truly until death do you part. So you can see just by what I'm saying, there's going to be at some point, there's going to be a rip in the relationship because she's committed until forever, and he's committed until he don't feel it like it that anymore. And so we just talk about making sure that the definitions are the same. But I don't think that's the biggest issue in relationships. I think the biggest issue is expectations, because money, communication, sex, whatever you want to talk about, that's a major issue in relationships, to do what people expect. And if they don't have a working, a concrete a level of understanding of what reality, expectations are given who they're dealing with, then you're going to have an issue.
Okay. And what are some of the common expectations where we tend to go wrong in relationships?
not seeing the person for who they really are. You know, you see the guy and he's a knight in shining armor, not realizing that his armor might be a little rusty. And she's the beautiful virginal woman in white. You don't know her slip is dirty, because that's not what you see when you're in love. When you get married, you see everything. You know, there's an old saying that love is blind, but marriage is an eye-opener. And I think when people get married, they start seeing things they didn't see before and thinking that they were on one accord and not realizing they really didn't talk it through, because when you're so in love, sometimes you sort of gloss over some major issues if they seem to be too tender. But when you get married and you start living it, then you got to discuss this stuff or it can get ugly. And I'm about shaking the boat before you get married so that you know it'll be stabilized when you do get married.
Do you have any tips or techniques on how exactly the best way to shake that boat? I mean, are there conversations, specific conversations that need to be had prior to marriage?
Absolutely. The first one is the expectations. What do you expect from me as a wife? What do you expect from me as a husband? And as soon as somebody says, oh, I have no expectations, you know you're in trouble, because they have a variety, numerous expectations based on what they perceive in life. I mean, we've all been influenced by what we saw growing up, deciding what we liked and didn't like, what we saw in the movies, what we saw on the billboards, what we saw on TV, what our friends said. We've all been influenced and decidedly have certain expectations about what we think a husband ought to be, a wife ought to be, a family ought to be. And those kind of discussions have to be made. We all have needs. What does security mean to a woman? What does security mean to a man? Not the same thing. There are differences between men and women, and that makes our definitions different. I have women who haven't been raised with their fathers, something very simple like this. They haven't been raised with their fathers, so they're not used to the male voice. So when they get married, when the husband now may use his voice in a more booming way, not to be anything but just a man, then she's intimidated by that sound, because it's not a sound that she's heard on an ongoing basis. And so it's just little things like that and big things like that that can cause a rift in the relationship. And people have to understand he's being who he is and she's being who she is, and it doesn't make them wrong. It just makes them different from you. And now how can we accept the differences and rejoice over the unity and move forward in building the happiness?
Okay. How do you determine when you're going through your marriage counseling which issues are small issues and which issues are quote-unquote deal breakers? So say, for instance, you have the couple who has different expectations. They both work. Now, when the husband comes home, all he wants to do is watch television and go to sleep. Wife works. She comes home, takes care of the majority of the house, cooking, cleaning. She wants to spend time with her husband. How do you determine if these are deal breakers, or how do we work through these issues and expectations without calling it quits on the marriage?
Okay. Well, I think you have to ascertain from the couple what they say is a deal breaker. And if it's a deal breaker from their lips, then it probably is. However, if it's something that both parties are willing to work with and they're flexible enough to see the other person's point of view, let's see what we can do differently to make it what they want. See, people have to want it. They have to want to make the marriage work. And it's not enough to want it. You have to need to want it. You have to need to want it so much that you're willing to do what it takes. And my brother preached a sermon called How Badly Do You Want to Get Healed that I will never forget, and I preached it myself. And it's about Naaman. Hey, Naaman, a short story. Naaman had a disease. He was told to go to a certain person. That person wasn't the one. He was told to go to a prophet. the prophet sent out his aide and told him what to do. Well, he was mad, number one, that the aide came out and not the prophet. Then he was mad at what he had to do to get healed, and he was about to leave. And his servant said to him, oh, you can leave, no doubt, but you won't be healed. And so my response to married couples and anybody that comes to me is that how badly do you want to be healed? Do you want to just talk about it and flap your lips, or do you really want to be healed? Because if you really want to be healed, it's going to require of you, and are you willing to do what it takes to get what you say you want?
Fantastic, fantastic. If you are just now tuning in, we are speaking with Dr. Marjorie J. Paredes. She is a born-again, spirit-filled believer, and she is a trained and licensed psychotherapist, as well as having been licensed as a minister by the Church of God in Christ. That's who we are speaking to today if you are joining us now in the Punch Bowl. Mr. Collins, we're going to bring Mr. Collins on the line, Dr. Marjorie, and give you an opportunity to speak directly with him. How are you this morning, Mr. Collins?
Hello,
I'm
Mr. Collins.
I'm doing absolutely great. I'm doing phenomenal, awesome. Man, I've been traveling through the night, traveling
wow.
for the last couple of days, been on the road, but it's been just completely wonderful. And I'm happy to be on the show this morning and to have such a wonderful word of speaking things into existence. And I just think that that's so important to be able to do and to be able to come together. We can actually speak our lives the way we want them and have that manifestation of that word transpire in our lives. And I just think that that's awesome. Completely, totally awesome. And I concur. I think that we have to, I concur. So, boy, what a morning. What a morning it has been. The wind, the trucks, everything. It's just been one of those kinds of morning. How are you feeling this morning, the Sharifa? Can you hear me?
Yes, wonderful morning. I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. Are you with me? Are we together? Are we one?
We're together.
I said we
We're together.
I had a
totally
wonderful,
completely together.
A wonderful morning. I'm getting relationship advice from Dr. Paredes. We're discussing deal breakers, relationships, and expectations.
Expectations are major.
That's
but I'm on the phone
wrong.
This morning. I'm sorry.
No, I said that's usually where we go wrong. Go ahead.
Yeah. The major reason I called in this morning was to talk about the senior fair that we're having at my church. It's an informational fair for older adults. I work with a lot of older adults, and there are all kinds of free services available to the older adult. They paid into it when they were working, and now they can get services that they, a lot of them, especially low-income seniors, do not know that's available to them. And we want to make sure they have that information. Two most important things, information and access. Because if you're empowered with information, that's great, but if you don't have access, it doesn't do you well. So we want to make sure that people are connected to the groups, the organizations that can get them food stamps or get them Medi-Cal or get their houses repaired or get them the emergency alert response system or get them home-delivered meals, whatever it is that they need to stay independent and healthy and safe. We want to provide that information, and we want to provide that access. And so that's why DOA is coming, Department of Aging, Department of Public Social Services, DWP, gas company to talk about the Lifeline program so they can get discounts on those utilities, the home delivered program so they can get meals delivered. We just have over 20 vendors coming, and we're not selling anything.
Now, how old you got to be to get discounts on our utilities? That's what we need. We need discounts on the utilities. How old you got to be? I certainly need some discounts.
You need to be 60 at least to get the senior discount.
So if I put two ages together, can I make 60?
You're too young.
Like if I put your age and my age together, we'll be over 60.
Together we can do that.
I'm just trying to help you out. I'm just trying to figure it out. Like I need me some discount. I need me some discount.
Some discount. Well,
yeah.
If you're
so, can you use some discount electric? Somebody to discount your electric bill.
I definitely do. I'm not 60. I'm trying to figure out how this can work for everyone.
Well,
hey, we need to make this work for everybody.
There's some discounts for just low income. Because we're calling this our senior fair, our how-to, because I'm your how-to.
I need a discount for the rich. How do the rich get a discount? That's what we need to know. Because everybody, how about the working guy, makes $50,000 a year, trying to keep it all together? How does he get the discount? That's what we need.
We had his mother go shopping at Ross on Tuesdays to get the 10% discount. He has his mother-in-law go to El Pollo Loco and ask for the senior discounts before he pays out his money. You might as well utilize those in your life to help you get the discounts.
Yeah, and how old do you have to be? What's the actual age? Because everywhere I go, I ask for a senior discount. I'm not really a senior. I just feel seniorized, you know, and so I ask for the discounts everywhere I go, but what's the actual age, or is there an actual age where you're recognized as a senior and you can get the senior discount?
It really does vary. AARP started off, you get a notice at 49 and a half, and most people are insulted because you don't think you're a senior.
I'm in.
You did. Okay. Well, 49 and a half for some areas, 55 for housing and some programs. 60, you're moving ahead and you can get on more programs. By 65, you're a true senior and you can get almost anything that falls under the category of senior.
That's what I'm talking about.
But there's so many discounts. That's another thing. I'm going to give them a sheet of places where you can get discounts, and senior discounts are usually bigger than AAA or other discount. Oh, yeah. But we don't know, and that's my thing. You know, the Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge, and so we've got to get the knowledge out to the community so they can take advantage of it. If we don't take advantage of these services, they take the money that's available and give it to another community. And so instead of complaining,
now,
we need to do
taking our money, giving it to
another
community.
Well, if
they
you're not using it.
Over and over.
So we have to get the word out. This is our fifth annual one. Nathalie Page works with me, and my pastor is the Reverend D.T. Paredes, which is my brother. I'm Marjorie Paredes, and he's Pastor D.T. Paredes, and he's allowed me to do this because we also do blood pressure checks and diabetes checks. We do health checks because we want people to be whole and happy. God cares about the whole person, physical, spiritual, emotional, financial, relational. There's no aspect of your life that you have to hold back from him. He wants to be involved and invested in helping you to have the best life possible.
Now, where
Amen
are you guys located? Where is your location? Where are you located?
We're at 5519 Avalon Boulevard in the city of Los Angeles. And to break it down,
5519. Bingo! You guys having bingo there. That's what really matters. That's what's going to bring out all the singing. What can I win on the bingo board?
Well, we do have gifts. Every vendor's bringing some kind of gift, and it's free too.
There you go.
Yeah, we're at 56 and Avalon. And Mr. Collins, we love to have Punch Studio there to witness the event. We have over 20 vendors coming, like I said, which are just people giving information, not selling. And then they'll be able to talk to them and get insight from them. Scams is a major issue. When you become a senior, your phone will ring off the hook, not by your friends and family, but by scammers. And so we're trying to stop from people losing their houses and losing their income because of a scammer. We're just trying to get the word out. So we're in Avalon. Yeah, July 15th.
In Los Angeles, 56 in Avalon in Los Angeles.
Yes, July 15th from 10 to 2. We're out there. We're on time.
Next Saturday,
we're organized, and we're ready to go. Yeah, next Saturday.
That's next Saturday. Next Saturday.
Yes.
So 1 week from today, you want to go out there if you're a senior and older. I mean, 1 week from this Saturday, you want to go out there and get all the information you can. Certainly, you need every piece of information to help you make informed decisions about things that's going on, and there's a lot of things that can be helpful to a lot of people. And it's just great once you have the information, you can use it and improve your life. So I would like to thank you for being in the Punch Bowl with us. And
thank
so
you
encouraging.
For having
be sure to post your announcement on our website, nabuki.com. You know, and it would be cool if we could have some of your pastors, your brothers, post some of his sermons on Nabuki for people to look at. That'll be really cool. Just post it up on Nabuki. It's free. NABUKIE.com, Nabuki. And maybe we have another radio show, and maybe we can get your pastor on that radio show. There's definitely four pastors, and that's going to be an incredible radio show. And also, we'd like to tell you about our IPO, the Punch TV Studios IPO, only $1 per share. And you can become a stockholder in the IPO. And you can be become a part owner of this amazing. Oh, wonderful. Well, then have you heard that we are launching a brand new TV station covering all of Southern California on August 1st. So, yeah, people don't think we're working, but we work. We work so hard. But August 1st, we're launching a brand new TV station covering all of Southern California. From the desert to the sea is Punch TV on DirecTV, Dish Network, Comcast, Charter, Frontier. You can actually go to our website. I think we have it up there now, and they can show you the channels where you can watch Punch TV in Southern California. And we reach everywhere from from New Mexico all the way to almost Oxnard, Ventura County, and from Long Beach all the way to Barstow. That's our signal, and you'll be able to watch us every day. 24 hours, 7 days a week on the Punch TV Studios television network. And I'm just excited about everything that's going on with Punch TV. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Punch Bowl right after these important messages.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. I did Nabuki.
Have you Nabuki today? Yes, no, maybe.
I'm sorry.
Are we still here?
I missed the part. You know, I'm driving.
You missed
your
exit. Come listen to me.
Yeah, the phone is in and out. Phone is in and out.
Have you Nabuki today?
I have not Nabuki today because I've been in the weather today, but I will Nabuki today.
You've
this
been
day
in the
will
weather?
Not go by because I will Nabuki today.
Mm-mm.
There's two
can't
things I know I'm definitely going to do
you.
Today.
Two things.
There's two things I'm definitely going to do
things?
Today. Two things. Two things I'm definitely going to do today. One of those things is Nabuki. I am definitely going to Nabuki today. That's definitely going to happen today. The second thing is I'm going to visit PunchTVStudios.com. I'm going to do that today. Just because I need to go there and check out what's happening to Punch TV Studios and find out more about this amazing new television station we're launching, covering all of Southern California. So I'm going to do those two things. There are two things I'm definitely going to do today.
Fantastic. You're doing a lot. Just reading the cover of the L.A. Sentinel this morning. Saw the article on Punch TV Network.
We're on the
business
cover?
Section. We're not on the cover. We're on the business section.
We're on the
of
cover of the
LA
business
Sentinel.
Section this morning? Wow. In the paper? In the newspaper?
We are on
L.A.
Sentinel.
Exciting. That's
okay,
exciting.
You're exciting. You have some great things going on with the network and with the studio. You're creating an amazing buzz.
Yeah. Not too bad. Not too bad. Not too bad.
No, not too bad at all, especially for driving in the weather. We are, I mean, if you have for some reason been living under a rock and you have not heard about Punch TV Studios, you definitely want to visit our website. You want to visit PunchTVStudios.com, PunchTVStudios.com, and purchase your stock. Purchase your stock at $1 per share on our website. Become involved with everything that we're doing at Punch TV Studios because we have so much going on, from the launch of the new TV network in Los Angeles to the new social media network, which is launching effectively August 31st, to just everything, everything, everything. Punch Animation with our new animated shows with Floyd Norman and Leo Sullivan. There's so much going on. And if you want to stay up to date on everything that's happening at Punch TV Studios, you definitely want to join our social media network. That's Nabuki.com, Nabuki, Nabuki.com. Now, we have quite a few listeners on the line today. If you want to join the conversation in the Punch Bowl, please press 1 so we know you want to jump in with your questions or comments for Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. If you are listening to this show on your computer, you definitely want to call us. Give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. Do not forget to press 1 so we know that you would like to join the conversation. So what we're going to do, since we have so many guests on the line, we're going to open the line and take one of our callers. Are you with us this morning, A Bottle of Youth?
Yes, we are.
So who all do we have on the line?
This is Nathaniel and LaDonna.
Well, good morning, good morning. What's going on in your world?
Well, we just got back off our little trip. We took a little trip out towards Memphis and been back around to Georgia, left Atlanta yesterday. Tried to create a little buzz out that way, kind of pull people by their collar, just to make sure that the folks in Atlanta knew about Punch TV Studios and the Dollar Shares. How is it going there at the office? Telephone's ringing off the hook?
So you're traveling across the country again?
Not necessarily across the country. We are. We just took a little July vacation.
Okay. And how many days was that?
It's been approximately going on 4 days, actually. Like I said, we left out of Carolina to Memphis, Mississippi, but we did some good work out in Atlanta yesterday. And got some truck drivers talking about Punch TV Studios and the Buki. So hopefully they've been calling in, asking questions.
Definitely, definitely. And you posted some new videos to Nabuki.
Oh, I did. I was kind of acting a fool yesterday. It was it wasn't hot down there, so I was allowed to do so. Today I'm back in Virginia right now, sitting in Virginia Beach and Chester. It's hotter here than it was in any of those states.
Wow. So tell us, what exactly is A Bottle of You? You travel around telling everybody about Punch TV Studios, but what is A Bottle of You?
Well, A Bottle of You is actually a domain that goes to our site for Nerium, Nerium International, which is anti-aging skin cream that was developed from cancer research, Johns Hopkins and Princeton University. They have so many accolades. They're number one in everything, and we just try to spread the word because it does get rid of wrinkles. You wouldn't believe it. I mean, I've seen my wife go from a 13 to a 3 just by using the Nerium Firm, and that was within a year to a year and a half. And stretch marks aren't there anymore, so I'm always promoting the firm. It's kind of interesting to try to talk to women about the firm when I'm in the store, though, because generally I'm the one in the store. And to bring that subject up, not a sore subject, is not always easy. But I just use my wife, you know, for an example, and point her out when she's in the store walking around, or pull a picture out of my wallet, or point her out in the car, and then get her to explain the rest of it.
Okay. It's not always easy walking up to the woman, hey, let's talk about your flab, or let's talk about skin firming. It's not always what women want to talk about.
Especially when I was really promoting the face cream. I tell you, Nerium International, they really did a great, great job with the product that they brought forward. Between the night cream, which that's the first product they came out with, folks was using that all over their body because it was getting rid of wrinkles and cottage cheese or, you know, whatever a young lady likes to call those problem areas. And stars as well. I mean, I've watched stars disappear on folks that I've known for 2 or 3 years from when they first took their first picture, and then they come back 30, 90 days and take another picture, and you can see the comparison between the two. Same thing on the face, you know, eye lines around your eyes or your forehead. It's interesting, there was a guy on there, that one of the pictures, that looked like a credit card slide right across his forehead. But the Nerium really kind of took that back and smoothed everything out. I mean, you can kind of tell where it was, but it was no longer deep and as lineful, I should say, or wrinkled as it was when it first started, you know, 60, 90 days later. They got a great real results contest. They already always sending folks around the world. And they got this great product, EHT. That's amazing. It's produced from a coffee plant, okay? And Nerium International, they teamed up with a bunch of doctors and scientists. And this was one of the discoveries that they had, and it really helps folks with dementia and Alzheimer's, folks that lose their keys often. You know, this is one of them things that kind of keep you really on point, keep you focused throughout the day, throughout your evening, you know, and as you go to sleep and wake up, you know, really refreshed the next day. But, yeah, all the products they have, I mean, I'm really happy for them. I mean, we hadn't done a whole lot of work with them over the last year or so, because we, you know, been trying to get ourselves back together after the car accident, April Fool's Day of last year, which is why we heard about you guys. And so we could pretty much kind of give and Punch TV everything we had just because we were allowed to live, and you guys had a promising life ahead of you as far as the company. And the fact that we were still here, I wanted to let everybody know, everybody in the urban community. You know, I mean, miracles do happen, and we're still here. And I just want to try to bless everybody we could around the country to have that option to get a $1 share, you know, with Punch TV and maybe turn their life around, maybe move from a tax bracket, you know, in upward motion, see that positive things can happen, even if negative things kind of keep you down. We're always trying to overcome yeah, Miriam International. You can go there at abodayouth.com and get whichever product you like, see some videos. We're always putting new videos up and new content. I'd like to share that on Nabuki as well, nabuki.com. But Mr. Collins and Ms. Shaifa, how's business? And I also want to congratulate
you. You gave me a new name. How do I get this new name, Shaifa?
Well, I looked on Nabuki the other day and realized I missed an R.
Oh, okay. Is that where it came from?
That's where it came from, but I've been saying it for about 2 or 3 days now. When I'm talking to folks down in Atlanta, I say, hey, you should call into the show and speak to Mr. Collins and Shaifa. And I tell them the story while I'm calling you Shaifa, and they look it up. And I'm really hoping that Atlanta really turned out yesterday. I mean, I tried to make sure we made enough noise between the television studios, the radio studios, the truckers in the area. I went up and down Peachtree playing the commercial, I don't know, about 35, 40 times. Sat there at Barnes & Noble's and Starbucks, you know, it's going on. Let them know about the Wall Street Journal article that you guys graciously asked us to do. We really want to thank you for that. You know, like I said, we didn't do any of this for accolades from Punch TV initially. We'll take everything you want to give us now, but hey, this was an initial step because we wanted to help folks like Mr. Collins wanted to help folks. I mean, he gave that opportunity for folks, and I just wanted to pick up the ball and run with it and let everybody know it's possible and then have that word of mouth travel further than that. And so my whole goal was to try to bring in more people than y'all could.
Oh, well, we accept that challenge, and we definitely appreciate it because we've enjoyed watching you along your journey and the trips and the pictures and the photos and the videos that you share. So we definitely want to support you as well. We want everyone to visit abodayouth.com as well as check out some of the videos, photos. Make sure to send your friend request over to A Bottle of You. And don't forget, A Bottle of You for me. So make it happen. Everybody visit us on our website at nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com. We definitely want to thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl this morning. The calls are definitely coming in. We're going to go ahead and take another caller. Good morning. Are you with us this morning, Z?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Sharifa.
You're
very
welcome.
Everyone. I'm on the East Coast. I'd like to say I think you're doing an excellent job, Sharifa, and excellent assistant Mr. Collins has, because I heard you yesterday and you were concerned about his stress. He needs to get rid of stress altogether. So you're a wonderful person, right-hand person for him to have next to him. I just think that's wonderful. And one thing I wanted to say was that I'm on yourbreadandwater.com. That's my blog. But I am more accustomed to doing the actual manual magazines than the technical side. The technical side just kind of took me over. I'm in another generation. But I would like to interview Mr. Collins. I am supposed to be coming to California in the month of July. I would like to interview him and do an article for him. And so I was going to try to coordinate the times and then maybe just kind of like tour around the studio that you have. I know you're going to be building another one. But the stress level that you talked about yesterday, stress can be very deadly, but there's a good stress and there's a bad stress. If he loves what he's doing, if he really loves it, that stress turns into passion, and then the passion turns into more creativity. But he does need someone like you, Sharifa. You are a wonderful help to him. And,
no, thank you.
And an excellent host. I don't know if you're familiar with Norman Hutchins, Dr. Norman Hutchins, the singer?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay, he has establishing a church out there in Inglewood, and he has one on the East Coast. I attend the one on the East Coast, so I'm definitely going to let everybody know about Punch TV there. And I would like to interview him and pick up a time when I can come. I am going to be buying my bottle of youth, and the achievement points, I don't know how to attain those.
We have a lot going on, but first of all, let's go back a little bit to yesterday's show. For anyone who is just now tuning in, yesterday's show was amazing because we had a lady who discussed stress. And one of the many things that we forget about is our emotions. And so we discussed the emotions for a man. And I always talk about how Mr. Collins, you know, he's always going.
Right.
He has so many different things and so many different people who are pulling at him that, you know, sometimes it can be overwhelming. And then, you know, we have people who some people, you know, refer to them as haters. You know, I personally don't always refer to them as haters because, you know, when you do something new, there are always going to be people who said or who say you can't do that. And some of those people really, you know, come from a space of love. They come from that space of how could you expect for an airplane to fly that has to be crazy because no one's ever done it before. You know, and a lot of people aren't just saying something to keep you down, but that's what they're doing. You know, they just have never seen it done before. And what people don't understand about what we're doing at Punch TV Studios is this has literally never been done before. People don't understand that. We're not just talking about, you know, something that a company is doing per se. When President Obama signed Regulation A+, when he signed the Jobs Act, he changed history, the history of America, because prior to the Jobs Act, Regulation A+, a person had to be an accredited investor. So non-accredited investors did not have this opportunity before.
Exactly.
And when you're thinking about the history of America and how long, you know, just investing has been around, so when you go to someone who has experience or they have some sort of knowledge, they say, you know what, you can't do that. There's no way you can do that. How can you sell stock directly to the public at a dollar per share? So these people, you know, are fighting what we're doing because it's not something that they're used to. It's not something that, they don't understand what they're doing, and so they go, what we're doing, so they go out and they tell everybody else, oh, don't believe that, don't do that, don't, because it's something that they're not used to. So we appreciate a bottle of youth, and we appreciate you, Z, and we appreciate all the people who say, you know what, we get it. We understand.
I get it.
We
you're
doing.
Exactly. And you know what? Those people that do not understand, they are there for another purpose. They are there to push you into your purpose. You know, haters, you might not want to call them haters or whatever they're doing, the doubters, naysayers, they are there to push you really into your purpose because it's like when you're going to doing karate, the higher you get, the harder it gets. Like you're going to the black belt. It doesn't get easier. It gets harder, but more skills is being developed. So they are there to really look at them as there to push you into your purpose. You know, the haters, the naysayers. They're there to push you into your purpose. And so we thank God for them, too. You know, like there's good and there's evil. Evil is there to create the good because if it was all good, it just turns to evil. So that evil is there, and I don't want to call it evil, but that naysayers or whatever is there to push in the purpose. Like you said, they don't understand the groundbreaking thing, the historic thing that Obama did when they opened this up to people that had been closed from for so long. And having you there as a right arm, oh, boy, that you're right with him, I can see. Yeah, I mean, thank God for you, Sharifa, and I'm sure he thanks God
thank
for
you.
You know, all the time. And you know, like when you, you're concerned about his stress, I understand it because my dad dropped dead from stress. He was a Baptist minister. And sometimes we need to be able to say, I can do, that was 22 years ago. But, and he did quite a bit groundbreaking things that said people said that couldn't be done, but he did so much. He had fought every battle and won every battle. But one important thing they need, Mr. Collins, or anyone in that position, need to learn to say, I can do this, I can do that, or I can do that, but this I can't do. Learn to say that. Because in America, it is harder on men, because they're going around, America has told them, men, you got to be this way, you got to be strong, you got to be this way. So they're walking around trying to feel like men. And sometimes you have to redefine, what is a man? You got the right to rest. You got the right to say,
absolutely,
no, I can't do this. I can do this, I can do that, but I can't do that. I'm not Superman. So, you know, all these things that you got, this is a man. Who says so? By whose standard? You got to be able to say that. And being honest, saying, well, you know what? When you get the naysayers like that, you know, work with them and like, okay, well, we see it this way, but let's just see how it folds out. And
yes,
it's going to fold out to your purpose, to your benefit, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But you just kind of have to tell them, yeah, I see where you're coming from, but we're going to go this route. We're going to take this route.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And,
if you were to ask Mr. Collins, he would tell you, you know, one of his, you know, being a pastor and being a man of God, one of his favorite quotes that he always says. Oh, yes. And he always says, you know, you have not because you ask not. And
that's
so
right.
That's one
absolutely.
Of his, you know, he's always asking. But I always say to him, you know, one of my favorites is God blesses what you put your hand to. And so everything that we do at Punch TV Studios is blessed because we work all day, every day. We put our hand to and we work to make what, you know, our dreams come true. And that's part of Mr.
Absolutely.
Collins and his stress level is because people can look at it from the outside. And what they don't realize, in addition to everything that we're doing, we have an office in L.A. We have a studio in Santa Fe Springs. Mr. Collins is at the L.A. office all day and at the Santa Fe Springs office all night, physically building by hand.
Right.
Everything that he does is by hand. So these are the things that when people come and say, okay, they're not doing anything or they're doing this or they're doing that, people don't see and realize everything
they
that
don't.
We physically do to make Punch TV Studios, our company, Punch Animation, Nabuki, Punch TV Network, all of these
You're
different companies,
it.
All of these different entities of success. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we still stop and do events. We still stop and do changing the conversation.
Wow.
We still stop
yeah.
and do appearances. And we still, you know, still talk, you know, to everyone. So
mm-hmm.
we want people to kind of understand a little bit more about what it takes to do an IPO and to raise the money that's going to create over 300 new feature films and television shows, as well as generational wealth and
absolutely.
Thousands of new jobs.
Absolutely. I think you guys are doing a magnificent job that deserves a worldwide platform, a worldwide applause. And just like you say, Sharifa, you're doing it. And the scriptures say faith without works is what? It's dead.
Dead.
And you're doing it. And a lot of the naysayers, they're believing and hoping. I can believe that if I'm dying of thirst, I can believe if I go get a glass of water and I drink it, that I won't die of thirst. I can believe that all day, but until I actually go drink the water and swallow it, it's just believing. So I got to go do it, and you guys are doing.
Exactly.
You know
that's
what
I tell people.
You can believe
exactly.
all. You can believe all day. You believe it, but you're putting the work behind it, which is
absolutely,
it's excellent. And people don't understand. They don't understand because when I built my magazine, I just went on the notion, you know, God's got me. God's going to take care of this because this is something that's needed. This is something that I'm going to do. And this is just something I'm just started doing. And I did get physically sick there for a while, the stress there. but I'm trying to pull this back on the internet, which makes it all easier, which is technology just overtook everyone. It's just overtook me, but because I'm from like old school. But you know, you got the faith, and you're not only the faith, you are doing it. So God bless your hand, and He will bless your hand, and He is blessing it. And don't stress, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And in fact, before it's all over with, everybody's going to be TV studios because they don't, where else do they have to go?
Right. Absolutely. We definitely receive that here at Punch TV Studios. I mean, that's the, one of the main things that we want people to understand and focus on, because one of the biggest questions that we receive here at Punch TV Studios is, oh, well, you have these shows and this content, and your shows or your content are just like everyone else's. So people may feel that they can go to Bounce or BET or Centric or OWN and watch the same type of content. Punch TV Studios is creating original content. That's number one.
That's right.
But number two, people were not able to get in on the IPO phase at any
exactly.
other company. So if you turn on your cable, and we will be on KILM, that's K as in King, I as in Ingrid, L as in Larry, M as in Mary, KILM is channel 64 on most stations here in Long Beach, Frontiers, channel 20, Spectrum, all the different stations. Whether you start at channel 2 and you go up thousands of channels, you will not be able to get in on the IPO phase on any other channel.
Right.
That's the point.
Right.
That's the difference. Mm-hmm. You can get in at $1 per share, only $1 per share right now through Punch TV Studios. And you can have a voice in the company that would allow us to create the most amazing content. It will create hit shows. What most people don't
exactly.
understand is that it really takes one, just one hit show to build a network. When you think
Absolutely.
Of Empire, when you think of Two and a Half Men, when you think of a lot of these different shows, when you think of The Cosby Show, a lot of these shows created the demand for the network. And so that's what we're
mm-hmm.
focused on. We're focusing on creating over 300 new feature films and television shows over the next 4 years post-IPO. And that's what you're investing in. That's what you're a part of right now. That's the opportunity.
And I think it's a wonderful feat that you're accomplishing, you guys are accomplishing, and you deserve a round of applause. You really do. And I understand what you're doing, and it's groundbreaking. And before you know it, you never know what can happen. You leave that in God's hands. And where you get the opportunity to start on the with the IPOs, you can't do that with BET. You can't do that with OWN, not to my knowledge.
You cannot.
And no, you can't. And people always worried about the content that their children are seeing. Well, here's the opportunity where you can get on the ground floor and be an influence in that area. So why don't you get in?
Absolutely. But don't want you to think I didn't hear your last question. I was ignoring you. I'm going to let you in on some of the information. If you want to gain points on Nabuki, if you want to get up high on the leaderboard up there with A Bottle of Youth, the key is active, being active. The more you post, the more you comment, the more you repost, the more you share, the more you upload, you'll see your points on the Nabuki leadership board just jump. So we invite
okay.
all of our listeners. We thank you for calling in, Z. We thank About A Little You for calling in. We thank our guest, Dr. Marjorie Paredes, for calling in today. We invite everyone to tune in tomorrow, same time, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Sharifa.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.